tell somebody not to be concerned about something, you say, now just don't
worry about it.
There is a disease that people have, not your bursitis, but there is a problem that people have. It's an aching and swelling in the joints.
I got it right now, rheumatism right there in the joint.
That must be.
Really, oh, it's all. Hate you every time you move.
Is it nothing they can do?
Oh, they help do something for you, give you a shot or something if you go to them, but I don't want nobody shooting
just
me.
Just last a few days and you got to go back and get another.
Oh, really? Well, did what he
gave
you help your
shoulder? Oh, that bursitis. They got something to stop that.
They put something just to keep on.
Cortisone.
That. Put that stuff right into that. You know, it's a calcium deposit.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. There's a disease that a lot of people died of back in the old days, and now they vaccinate children against it.
Measles.
Another one is dip.
Pneumonia.
Diphtheria.
Diphtheria, they used to die with that.
All right, there's another disease, a disease of the liver that causes your skin to turn yellow.
Well, I don't know much about that. I never had
that.
I never had none.
What would you call it?
She said yellow jaundice. Jaundice.
Okay.
It turned yellow.
Okay. There is something that happens to you that you get a very severe pain in your lower right side.
They call that appendicitis. But I had it when I was a kid, and I never was operated on. I don't have it now, so I don't know what I have. I call it cramp colic.
Crap colic?
That's what I call it.
You always got to ask about that as a possibility.
Yeah. Take some old liniment for it.
You don't drink some?
Yes, sir. I took it on some sugar.
Oh, come on.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Take anything when you get hurt in bed, man.
Oh, I know that, but slums liniment, I'm not sure. Someone told me around here that the way to get a tick off of you was to drop slums liniment on
you. Oh, the best way to get a tick off of you is to put some of this, yeah. Well, my wife uses a fingernail polish. She put that on.
Remover.
Cut polish remover, and that'll kill him in there. And you get a tick on it.
Lysol?
Yeah.
Well, will that make him die? And
you die. His head will come out then, but if you just pull on him, you'll pull his head on, his head will stay in you.
That's what I've heard. It makes them bad.
Yeah.
Don't kill
me. It will. Some folks, they don't hurt me. I just scratch it all.
Ew. But then they don't bother
hogs. They'll
kill me.
Kill people, but they don't bother me. Red Bull, I know. I hear sugar. They don't bother me.
Never did, huh?
Never did bother me.
If you take something in your stomach and you can't keep it down, you say, oh, I'm about to
vomit.
Okay. Now, is there a nice way of saying that, or is that about as nice as you can say?
I wouldn't think it'd be much nicer way to say it, but when it's got to come, it's got to come.
Sure.
It's got to come.
Is there a really crude way of saying it?
I don't know.
Yeah. I bet he does. He just didn't want to tell me. Have you ever heard people say puke?
Yeah. I've heard them say buzzard.
Sir?
I've heard them say buzzard pukes too. You know what a buzzard is?
A buzzard?
Uh-huh.
Like?
What eats up, what eats up possums and things on the road, dogs.
Anything dead.
Mm. They eat it and then they carry it up to the nest and vomited up for the babies.
Oh, great.
How's horse that?